Okay, let's try to finish up this this last packet. We had just begun our discussion of rentals, and there is a Gemara on Daf Mem Dalid. If you skip ahead 10 blad in Maseches Menachos, we started with the Shulchan Aruch last time, which is in Si'if Chav Beis in source number 25, but the Shulchan Aruch is straight from a Gemara. It's in Reish Pei Vav Siv Chafez, but Gemara Daf Mem Dalad Meral tells us the last skinny line. Amar Rav Yehuda Talis Shu'ula Kol Shloshim Yom Peturim Enatzitzis. If you borrow a four-cornered garment, so for 30 days that you borrow the four-cornered garment, it's pater from tzitzis. That's a very important statement in the Gemara, because then the question becomes: if you're yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis when you go to a shul and you don't have your talis and you borrow a talis, if it's a borrowed talis, it's not chayiv in tzitzis at all. So it could be not even yotze the mitzvah. So ayein the 10-minute halacha shir on borrowing talisim or stuff like that. I think we have one. I think we discussed it once. So anyway, so says the Gemara, Mikan ve'ela chayeves. If you borrow for more than 30 days, then all of a sudden the talis is chayev and tzitzis. Tanya nami hachi. So Gemara says we have a braisa that supports that. Hador bepunduki baritz Yisrael v'asochar bayis b'chutz laretz. If you live in a hotel in Israel or you rent a house in chutz laretz, Kol shloshim yom pater min hamezuzah. We see the same borderline of 30 days, that it's all defined by 30 days. For the first 30 days, you don't need a mezuzah. Mikan ve'elach chayev, but afterwards you chayev. Aval asocher bayis peretz Yisrael os mezuzah li'alter mishim yishev eretz Yisrael. But if you rent a house in Israel, then you're chayev to put up a mezuzah immediately, and that's because of yishev eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains what's the yishev eretz Yisrael, that the la'achar shekava shuv eino notl misham. When you put up a mezuzah in eretz Yisrael, you will never have to take it down. Whereas when you put up a mezuzah in a rented house in chutz la'aretz, you will ultimately have to take it down. But a mezuzah that's put up in eretz Yisrael is more permanent, because the next guy to come in there will probably be a Jew anyway, and you want Eretz Yisrael to be settled. So this has something to do with Chazal's desire for Eretz Yisrael to be settled. But bottom line is, what the Gemara equates is the talis with the mezuzah. But the Gemara tells us this halacha, that for the first 30 days on a rental property you don't need mezuzah. So we started with the Shach last time. The Shulchan Aruch says this halacha, and the Shach mentions, why is it pater from mezuzah for the first 30 days? She'enu nikra adayan dira. Because it's not called a dira yet for the first 30 days. It only becomes a dira after you've been living there for 30 days, and a mezuzah is only a chiyuv once you have a dira. It's not a dira in the first 30 days. So says the Nachlas Tzvi, the author of the Pesachei Tshuva, this makes a lot of sense. Now I understand, if you say like this Shach, now I understand the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yaakov Melisa, the author of Nesivos HaMishpat and many other wonderful svarim, where he writes in his Siddur that if you rent a house but you sign a lease that says that you're going to be there for a year, 2 years, whatever it is, any amount more than 30 days, then you're chayav to put up a mezuzah immediately. You don't get a 30-day grace period, even though it's a rental, even though it's in chutz laretz. But once you sign a lease that says you're going to be there for longer, you have to put up a mezuzah right away. And the Nachlas Tzvi says, I always wondered, minayin lozeh, where did he get this idea from, that you would have to put it up within 30 days? But he says, now I realize, once the Shach tells us that the whole reason that you have a 30-day grace period is that it's not called a dira, it's not called a home yet, so now I realize that if you establish it with permanence within 30 days, that gives it a shame dira, and therefore it's called a home, and therefore you're going to be chayiv in mezuzah right away. That's how the Nachlas Tzvi says an explanation of the Nesivos once you have the Shach. However, he says, I'm a little bit bothered by the Shach. I don't really like what the Shach has to say over here. Says the Nachlas Tzvi in source number 28, about the 7th line in, Aval be'emes divrei Shach tzrichim iyun. But the truth is, he says, the Shach requires further analysis. Kemo shetama alav b'tshuvas ma'ora gola Rabbeinu Akiva Eger's atzal. Nachlas Tzvi is very into Rabbi Akiva Eger's. He loves Rabbi Akiva Eger's. He's always quoting Rabbi Akiva Eger's. He holds Rabbi Akiva Eger was like, every time he quotes him with very, very complimentary terminology. So he says, the truth is, though, that the Shach doesn't make sense to me because Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't like it. Why? Rabbi Akiva Eger writes in the Tshuva, Simen Samach Vav, that Tosos Lakasu Shamkein Rak Lema Deratu Lomar Desokha Chayv Mida Oraisa. The Shach's whole svara, that the reason that within 30 days you're pater is that it's not a dira, that's assuming that the chiyuv on a socher to put up a mezuzah after 30 days is a chiyuv d'oraisa. That after 30 days, oh, then it becomes a dira, which is an absolute chiyuv, chiyuv d'oraisa, and that's why less than 30 days the p'tur is that it's not that it's not yet a dira. Mil, there's no chiyuv. But he says, "Avlamay dekasu sham od svara demidoraisa liolam potter." But Tosu says another possibility, and the other possibility is that a socha really is never chayiv mezuzah midoraisa. Meaning, whenever you have a halacha like this, we know that there's a chayiv doraisa in the Torah called putting up mezuzah on a house that you own, right? That we know. So now we have a halacha that says, well, first 30 days you don't, when you rent, first 30 days you don't have to, after 30 days you do have to. See, the first question you have to ask is, wait a second, if we're dealing with a din d'oraisa, who told you you can knock out the first 30 days? You could just get rid of a mitzvah d'oraisa for 30 days. And if we're dealing with the Rabbanan, what made the Rabbanan change make this chilek between 30 days and the first 30 days and after 30 days? And not only that, why is it only mitzvah? Why isn't there a chiyuv d'oraisa? So he says that the Shach's whole idea of the shem dira is only if you're working with the assumption that the chiyuv mezuzah for a socher is a chiyuv d'oraisa. But Tosfos entertains the possibility that the chiyuv mezuzah for a socher is only a chiyuv mitrabanan. Even after 30 days, only a chiyuv mitrabanan. And the Rabbanan said, okay, we'll give you the first 30 days. Why? What's the basis of the chiyuv midrabanan? So he says it's because de mechzi kishalo. Really, on a daraisa level, it's not your house, so it's not your responsibility to put up a mezuzah. I don't care how long you're renting it for. You can rent it for 10 years. It's not your house, not your responsibility, midaraisa. Why did the Rabbanan make it your responsibility? So like I said last time, I have a neighbor who lives across the street from me, has the same exact house that I have. It looks exactly the same as mine. He lives in it the same way I live in my house. He's there just as often as I'm in my house. Yet he's renting and I'm buying, and someone would, people don't know that. We treat the house the same. He takes care of his house even better than I take care of my house. We treat the house the same. We live in it the same. We do all the same things. So because it looks like it's your house, the Rabbanan said, okay, we're going to make a chiv to put up a mezuzah. When does it begin to look like it's your house? After 30 days. Before 30 days, it doesn't look like your house. So if you hold like that svara, then there's no reason to assume that the Nesivus is correct, that when you sign a lease agreement, then even within 30 days, you have to put up a mezuzah. Because even if you sign a lease agreement, it still doesn't look like your house until 30 days. It only starts to look like your house when you get settled in there. So he says the Nesivus can be defended based on the Shach, but Rabbi Kivager doesn't like the Shach, because who told the Shach they were dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa, we're dealing with the chiyuv d'oraisa, that a socher is chayiv midoraisa. Maybe a socher is really only chayiv midrabanan. That's the Nachlas Tzvi's analysis. Now, let's take a step back and see who, in fact, holds that it's a chiyuv d'oraisa on a socher, and who holds it's chiyuv d'rabanan on a socher. This is a very critical point to address, to figure out whether or not it's a chiyuv d'oraisa or a chiyuv d'rabanan. So, Tosos and Menachos and Daf Mem Dalid, when on that line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, oh, baro talis for 30 days is pater from tzitzis. So Tosos wonders, why is a baro talis pater from tzitzis for 30 days? So he says, maybe it's because stam she'elo lamed yom. And whenever I lend something, it's always assumed that it's for 30 days. We have a similar rule called stam halva'a lamed yom. Stam halva'a lamed yom, there's a difference between she'elo and halva'a. Shaila is when I lend you a thing. Halva is when I lend you money, right? Milva lahutsa nitna chazal say. When I lend you my chumash, I don't want you to abuse it and destroy it and then pay me back a different chumash. I want this chumash back, and I want it back in the shape that I gave it to you. When I lend you a $20 bill, I don't want that same $20 bill back. In fact, if you give me back that same $20 bill, I'm going to wonder why in the world I lent you the money in the first place. That's what I did you a favor for, so you could just have it? No, you're supposed to use it. You're supposed to milvalot son. You're supposed to spend it, invest it, do whatever you wanted to do with that money, and then pay me back other money. So by halva'a, we have a rule that stam halva'a is lamed yom. That whenever I lend you money, now I can say I want it back tomorrow, and then that will be the condition of the deal. I could say I don't need it back for 10 years, and that could be the condition of the deal. Well, not 10, Shemitah, we need to write a principle. But okay, I could tell you, for a long time. But if I don't say anything, the assumption is Lamed Yom. That's a Gemara Masechet Babas in the first paragraph. That's all over Shas. That Stam Ava is Lamed Yom. Good. So what about Stam She'ela? Do you assume that when I lend you something, you ask to borrow my lawnmower, that I'm giving it to you for 30 days? You have it for the entire month of June or whatever, right? So is that the assumption? So he says, Ein ledakdek mikan de Stam She'ela Lamed Yom. Don't be medayik from this Gemara about tzitzis that a stam she'ela is 30 days. Kimo halva'a, like we say by stam halva'a, b'perakama de makos, in the Gemara Makos. It also, as I said before, appears in other Gemaras. It says, chada, first of all, the dilma she'ela de talis dafka. He says, maybe when you lend a talis, it's for 30 days. And you think about it, why would I lend you my lawnmower for 30 days? I need to mow my lawn every week, or something like that. It doesn't make sense for me to lend it to you for 30 days. There are certain things that make sense to lend for a long time, certain things that don't make sense. When I lend you a sefer, so depending how many sfarim I have, if it's my sitter and my only sitter, so I likely wouldn't lend it to you for 30 days. But Rabbi Levin just borrowed a sefer for me on Hilchas Yichud. When do I ever talk about Hilchas Yichud, except for, I guess, Monday night, I talk about Hilchas Yichud. But in general, I haven't learned Kiddushin in a while, probably not going to learn Kiddushin for another couple of years. Okay, so you could keep it for a couple of years, and then he'll find it on the shelf one day and say, I never returned that sefer to you. And that's fine. So it really depends on the item. So even if you want to be medayik from this Gemara that is She'ilas for 30 days, maybe that's only She'ilas Talis. Maybe it's not true of other She'ila. Va'od, what? Talis just means a piece of clothing, meaning they put on tzitzis because it had four corners. Va'od, and furthermore, he says, Hachalo miftar ela da'ad lamed yom savri inshi deshu'ulahi de'ein derech she'ela yoser demidaraisa p'tur li'olam. So he says, here's the key. When you borrow a talis, it's on a daraisa level, it's always part from tzitzis. Midrabanan, they were mechayiv you to put on tzitzis after 30 days because it starts to look like it's yours. Okay, what does that have to do? Could Darshin and Rashi's case, Son Chavalo Shalacherim, Machinam, Ksus Chavalo Shalacherim, says, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is on Ksuscha. It has to be your clothing to be chayiv in tzitzis. If you borrow it, even if you've borrowed it for 5 years, on a Doraisa level, it's part from tzitzis. So here he gets into our issue. Af al gav de bimezuzo chayiv hach socher, kidemasek hasam, de beischa lo asala afuke bayisacherim, ela lechidarava de amar derech biyascha. So says Tosfos that even though a socher of a house is chayiv in mezuzah, mida oraisa, whatever happened to, well, wait a second, just like by talis it says ksuscha, so if it's not yours, you're never going to be chayiv in it, why don't we say by mezuzah, it says beisecha, a mezuzah's beisecha, so it should be only if it's yours. So he says, no, we already used that word beisecha for another drasha, derech biyascha, that you got to put it on the right side. So since we already use it for another drasha, so even if the house isn't yours, but you live there, you're chayiv in mezuzah, mi de oraisa. So socher, according to Tosos, chayiv in mezuzah, mi de oraisa. However, he says, mi ukol lamed yom, the first 30 days, pater. Delav bas dira didehu, because it's not your living place for the first 30 days. Like the Gemara says in Bab Basra, Dav Ches, the Gemara in Bab Basra, the context of that Gemara is, at what point, there's always an issue with shuls. If you have you start a nice shul in North Woodmere, and people start moving, and they buy houses, and they for sure they're going to be davening. They just bought a house. They're going to be davening in your shul for a long time. You could just tell by looking at them that your shul is going to be the shul they're going to be davening at. They're not going to be davening in the other shuls. Whatever. So you know that they're going to be there. At what point do you start charging them membership? Welcome to the shul. Here's a bill. Right? Do you start charging them right away? Or do you wait? Do you give a little bit of a grace period? I mean, Nebuch, they just spent $500,000 on a house. They're totally broke right now. Give them a little bit of a grace period. So, besides the public policy issue, the Gemara Basra discusses, not in terms of shul membership, but in terms of communal membership, in terms of paying for taxes for the police force, and for garbage pickup, and for paving the roads, and for all the normal things that need to get done. That's why it's important to realize, the Gemara doesn't call it taxes over there. the Gemara calls it, you know, the things that the Bnei Ha'ir need to pay for, just because that's what, those are the things you use. When the Gemara talks about taxes, this is a side point, but it's an important point. When the Gemara talks about taxes, it's talking about a king waking up one morning and saying, I want $5 million today. Okay, so let me just divide it up and I'll make a tax on people. It's padding his treasury. It's, you know, it's not to pay for services that you're going to be using. So that's where the Gemara says, Dina d'malchus adina, you still have to pay the taxes, provided it's a fair tax. But if it's an unfair tax, where he's only taxing Jews and he's not taxing anybody else, then you don't have to pay it. Rav Shachter often points out, but if the taxes are paying for your roads and for your garbage pickup and for your police force and for your army, and for that's what the taxes are there for, so then it doesn't have a din of taxes. That has a din of a shutfus. If I own an apartment in an apartment building, so part of the agreement in these co-ops, part of the co-op agreement with the co-op board is I have to pay X amount of maintenance a month for the maintenance in the hallways, the air conditioning in the hallways, the lights in the hallway, you know, for the security in the front. I need to pay for all these things. Why? Because I'm using them like everybody else is using them. That's a shuf, that's an absolute chiyuv. That's non-negotiable. That's an absolute chiyuv. That's as any do with any of the discussions of, let's say, like the famous Ran in the Darim that every Haredi knows, that in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael, because who could tell you that it's my land, not your land? Every Jew has a right to be in Eretz Yisrael, so no one could charge you taxes. Right! That's why they can't just charge you taxes for living there. But to charge you for the garbage pickup that they're doing for you, and to pave your roads that you could drive your car on, and to, you know, for your army that's going to protect you. So for those things, of course they could charge you tax. That's not charging you. That's you paying for your fair share. Anyway, but that's a side point. I don't remember how we got into that. But the Tosa says, so Derech Biyascha is what we learn Beisecha. That's what we learn from Beisecha. It doesn't have to be your house to be Chayvim Mezuzah. However, he says, so why is it for 30 days you're pater from mezuzah? If mida oraisa, socher is really chayiv in mezuzah, because up until 30 days, it's not really considered your house. It's not your living place yet. The Gemara Baal Basra, right, when it talks about all those things, says you start charging the guy for the tzedakah money, for the community, and things like that. It's in the tzedakah, so he's in Baal Basra. Like, when does he have to start contributing to the charity account? You only start after 30 days. Once he's there for 30 days. So, says, unless he buys a house in the community, then he can start right away. But, says Tosfos, 30 days. Why 30 days? Because up until 30 days, it's not really his place of living. Once he's there for 30 days, then it's his place that he lives. So, what's Tosfos saying? Midal raisa socher schayv mezuzah. But only after 30 days. Because only after 30 days is it really called, like, a dira. Is it really called a living place? It doesn't have to be his, really. Because that Beisecha we darshan biyascha, it's a different drasha. It doesn't have to be his. But only after 30 days can you say that it's a living place. Before 30 days, it's not even a living place. So, first day in Tosfos is exactly what? The Shach. It's exactly the Shach. 100% the Shach. Which is what Rabbi Kivyeger said. But Rabbi Kivyeger's point was, Tosfos wasn't done yet. Tosfos goes on to say, Umiyu yesh lomar, Tosfos goes on to say, mezuzah, maybe is only, when you rent a house, maybe the chiv mezuzah is only chiv mitrabanan. It's not yours. We already used beisecha to teach me biyascha. Yeah, but it says beisecha twice in the Torah. So one is there to teach me derech biyascha, you put it on the right side, and the other one is there to teach me that you need to own the house. And if you only rent the house, you pater legamri midaraisa, midrabanan yichayev after 30 days. Good. So Tosfos gives us two deos. Now we have two deos in Rishonim. Whether a renter is chayiv midar raisa after 30 days or only midarabanan, and depending on whether you hold the star raisa midarabanan, you can have different svaras for why you're pater in the first 30 days. If you hold the chayiv is dar raisa, so the reason you're pater in the first 30 days is because it's not yet called a dwelling place. If you hold the chayiv is midarabanan, you can say in the first 30 days it doesn't yet, the whole chayiv after 30 days only because it looks like your house, even though it's not. So in the first 30 days it doesn't look like your house yet. So there wouldn't be an issue. L'may nafkamina. The nafkamina is exactly like the Nachlas Fee pointed out. What if you sign a lease agreement within 30 days that you're going to be there for a year? So if you hold the chivas dal raisa and within 30 days you haven't yet made it your home, well, yes, you have. If you sign a lease that says you can be there for 2 years, then you've made it your home. But if the whole reason within 30 days you're putter is because the only reason you'd be chayiv after 30 days is that it looks like your house, and within 30 days it doesn't look like your house, so then within 30 days you sign a lease agreement, it still doesn't look like your house, and you would still be putter. So that's enough kamina. Now the question is, what do other Rishonim say? How does Shulchan Aruch paskin? Shulchan Aruch Resh Pei Vav Chaf Beis Hasocher Bayis Bechutz La'aretz Va'adar Bepunduk Beretz Yisrael Patur Mimezuzah Shloshim Yom. So is there any way to tell? He just quotes the Gemara that you patur for 30 days. So if you want to decide who's right in this machlokas between the Shach and the Rekiva Eger, which is essentially the same machlokas first day and second day in Tosfos, right? The Shach like the first day and Rabbi Kiva Eger like the second day, you need to know what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, because neither the Shach nor Rabbi Kiva Eger want to go against the Shulchan Aruch. So in general, if you want to know what the Shulchan Aruch holds like, where are the best places to look? If you want to know the Shulchan Aruch holds? Beis Yosef, right? And let's say he doesn't give you enough information in the Beis Yosef. What does he generally base his opinion on in the Shulchan Aruch? The Rush, the Rif, and the Rambam. He'll take the best of three. Right, generally speaking, and the first place, the most important place to look is the Rambam, because not only does he generally passing like the Rambam, well, first of all, obviously, he generally passes like the Rambam, because the Rambam always passes like the Rif. The Rambam writes in his Hakdama that he passes like the Rif in every case except for three. There are dozens. Okay, it's a good kasha, but he writes himself that he passes like the Rif in every case except for three cases. So the Shulchan Aruch obviously rigged the system to work for the Svardim. There's one Ashkenazi Rishon; he takes the best out of three. To the two Svardim always agree with each other, so obviously he's always going to come out with the Svardic Psak. So that's he rigged the system, Rav Shechter likes to say. So anyway, so you want to look at the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch does, he always passes like the Rambam. He always uses the Rambam's words. He's very loyal to the Rambam. So in order to discuss this intelligently, first let's see in this Sefer Pisrei Mezuzos, he has a beautiful piece on this in the Biurim. In Resh Pei Vav Siv Chav Beis, and he writes, first of all, he says, I think Rashi holds like the first day in Tosos, that a renter is chayv mezuzah midor raisa. Where does he get the idea that Rashi holds this? Because Rashi writes, when the Gemara in Bamitzia Kofalvim Beis of Odzor Kofalvim Adalv says that mezuzah is a chovas hador, it's a chiv on the one dwelling there, says Rashi, chovas hador didashinon beischa derech biyascha. What does Rashi emphasize? The chiv is nothing to do with ownership. It's everything to do with living there. So if Rashi is emphasizing living there, I don't care if I'm living there because I'm the owner or if I'm living there because I'm the renter. Either way, I'm living there. That's it. So I'm chayv midaraisa. Rashi would seem to therefore hold that one is chayv midaraisa. What about the Rambam? So he says, I have two rayas that the Rambam holds that a socher is chayiv midaraisa, like the first day in Tosfos. Two rayas. Raya number one is in the fifth parak of Hilchos Mezuzah, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes, Hamaskir bayis the chavero, paraphrasing the Gemara in Bamitzia, that if a person rents a house to somebody else, ala socher lahavi mezuzah, the socher is responsible for the mezuzah, v'lekvoa, Mipnei shamezuzah chovas hadori ve'ena chovas habayis, because the mezuzah is on the chiyuv of he who lives there, not a chiyuv on the house. What do you mean? And if it was a chiyuv on the house, it would be the masker's responsibility. What does the word mean? Chiyuv on the house. Houses aren't chayiv in anything. What does chovas habayis mean? It must mean what?
Status of a dira.
Chovas hab. Chovas Hador, he says, he contrasts with Chovas. He says, it is a Chovas Hador, not a Chovas Habayis. Chovas Habayis would mean, whoever owns the house, it's your responsibility. Chovas Hador means, whoever lives in the house, it's your responsibility. So the Gemara Bava Metzia, dealing with that exact conflict, I own it, I'm renting it to you. Who has to put up the mezuzah, says the Gemara? You! But wait a second, I'm a Jew also. So if you're going to say a socher is only chayiv midrabanan, right? Who's chayiv midaraisa on that house? The guy who owns it should be chayiv midaraisa. And yet the Gemara says, socher puts up the mezuzah, not the maskir. And the Rambam emphasizes why? Because mezuzah is a chiyuv on the dor, on the one who lives there. Sounds like it's chiyuv d'oraisa. Furthermore, Rambam writes, when the socher leaves the house, he shouldn't take it out. He shouldn't take the mezuzah with him. However, if the house belonged to a kuti, he should take the mezuzah with him. Says the Agos Maimonios on that Rambam. The Rambam obviously holds that when you rent a house from a guy, you need to put a mezuzah there. Because what did he say? If you rented it from a guy, when you leave, take the mezuzah with you. That implies that while you were there, obviously you had a mezuzah there. So how does that show anything? How does that show that it's a chiv d'oraisa? So he has a little bit more information you need. The re holds that when you rent a house from a guy, it's pater from mezuzah forever. If you sign a 5-year lease, it does make a difference. You live there 5 years, you never need a mezuzah if you're renting it from a guy. That's the sheet of the re. Why does the re hold that? Because the re holds that a socher is only chayv midrabanan. And if a socher is chayv midrabanan, what's the reason that he's chayv? If you're only chayv midrabanan, what do we say would be the reason that you'd be chayv after 30 days? If it's only chayv midrabanan, why would Rabbanan make up such a crazy din that you need to put up a mezuzah? It looks like yours, right? It appears that it's yours. But if it belongs to a guy, says the re, everyone knows it belongs to a guy. It never looks like a Jewish home. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Maybe guys were much more public about what they owned. Maybe it has a wreath on the door. I don't know. I don't know what it means that everyone knows that it belongs to a guy. But it's never going to appear like yours if it belongs to a guy. That's the re's shita. Now, if the re's whole shita that when you rent from a guy, you never need a mezuzah is based on the re's idea that a socher chiv a mezuzah in the first place is only chiv midrabanan, when the Rambam argues and says that when you rent from a guy, you do need a mezuzah, it could very well be that the Rambam holds that that's because when a socher rents a house, he's chiv midoraisa, not midrabanan. Meaning, what's the point of disagreement between the Rambam and the Ri? We know that the Ri holds you rent from a guy, you don't need a mezuzah, the Rambam holds you do. We know that the basis of the Ri's Shita was because the Ri holds Socher Schiv is only Midrabanan. So it's a very easy and neat way to say, very neat way to cut the Ri and the Rambam, saying, oh, the Rambam must disagree because the Rambam holds that a Socher is Chayiv Midaraisa. Now, that's not really the greatest proof because you could say the Rambam holds your Chayiv Midrabanan, but he just thinks that it does look like you live there after 30 days. Okay, but so I didn't buy that as the greatest proof in the world, but says this Sefer Pesachim Mezuzos, he thinks the Rambam holds that it's Chiv D'oraisa like the first day and Tosos like the Shach, that a Socher after 30 days is Chayv D'oraisa. Now, what about the Shulchan Aruch? So he says, what is the Shulchan Aruch passing in this case of a guy? When you rent a house from a guy. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Chav Gimel, HaSocher Bayis Me'ovid Kochavim, Chayv D'Mezuzah. So if you're going to buy that last proof that he said, that the issue of whether you rent a house from a guy is completely dependent on the issue of whether you hold the Socher Chayv Midrabanan Midaraisa, that if you hold the Socher Chayv Midrabanan, then when you rent a house from a guy, you're going to be Pater. If you hold the Socher Chayv Midaraisa, when you rent a house from a guy, you're going to be Chayv. If it's all totally in that issue, well, the Shulchan Aruch says Chayv, and therefore Shulchan Aruch must be holding, like the Rambam, that it's Chayv Midaraisa, and like the first day in Tosos, that it's Chayv Midaraisa when you rent a house. Furthermore, the Beis Yosef, if you actually look in Beis Yosef over here, he never even quotes the second day of Tosos. He never even quotes Tosos that it's Chiv Midrabana. All he quotes is a sheet of Rabbeinu Menoach that a socher is Chayv Midaraisa Mezuzah. It's all he even mentions. I mean, if that's all he says in Beis Yosef, so it's pretty clear then that the Shulchan Aruch holds, even if you don't like the other rayas, just look at what he says in Beis Yosef, it's pretty clear the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's Chiv Midaraisa. And therefore the Shach is ganz good. Everything works with the Shach. Why does the Shach say that within 30 days it's not a Dira? Because that, if you hold that the Chiv Mezuzah is Daraisa after 30 days, because it's already a Dira after 30 days. Before 30 days, not a Dira. Shach is obviously assuming like that it's Daraisa. And therefore he says, I don't understand what Rabbi Kiviger's problem with the Shach is. What was Rabbi Kiviger's whole problem with the Shach? Who told you that a socher is chayv midor raisa after 30 days? Maybe the whole chiv on the socher is only drabbanon, like Tosfos says in the second daya. Shkoyach, Tosfos says it in the second daya. But it's not what the Rambam says, it's not what Rashi says, and it's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says dor raisa. Therefore, it seems that lahalacha the shach is more correct. It's daraisa. Now, my nafkamina was chiv daraisa. Nafkamina is exactly like we said. If you sign a lease within 30 days, if you hold that mezuzah after 30 days is chiv daraisa, signing a lease within 30 days, you'd also be chayv. If you hold it's only chiv darabon because of mechzi, because it looks like you live there, then within 30 days you're not going to be chayv. That would be one nafkamina. Someone else suggested another nafkamina. They said, Eli, you said, what was the other nafkamina you suggested? I don't remember. You said something. Of a guy says that he signs a lease that he's going to be there
for less than
30 days. So we said that was enough kamina. Did we say that was enough kamina? If you hold it's mechzi, it's still not going to be mechzi. If you hold it's dira, you want to say, I don't know if that's enough kamina, but you've seen those sheet. Yeah.
No, I have a question. I'm in Tosfos, the second day, it seems more like correcting the first day. It's not like it's its own day in itself. It's just saying that Pesach has twice in the Torah, therefore you make another drasha on it. What would the Rambam say about that second drasha? And why could you make it?
What would the first sheet to hold? All those Rishon that holds Daraisa. The Rashba also holds that it's Daraisa.
Why not? I mean, the whole first day I was saying that since you already have Beisecha for this, you can't use it for that. But there's another Beisecha. It solves the whole problem. How come you can't use that?
Right.
Just forget about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how they would answer that. I don't know.
Maybe another Anachmina possibly that. Let's say, even if you're only there for, let's say, even if you maybe sign a lease, but you're only there for like 2 weeks, let's say, and then you leave for like a month.
Ah, very good. You're maintaining control of the house, but you're not staying there. You go on vacation.
Yeah, so you don't.
You move in right before the summer, and then you go to camp for the summer for 2 months. So, so very good. If it's all totally a mechzi, so then it doesn't look like anything. Right? It doesn't look like anything within, even after 30 days, it doesn't look like anything. Because you're not there. But if it's totally on kvius, well, you've maintained control and you still plan on going back there for more than 30 days, so then the chari should be chayv mezuzah. That would seem to be enough.
When you get back, do you have a 30-day period or a 10-day period? Is it a complete 30 days or is that you need to
It depends what the mechzi is. At what point does it start looking like your house?
Or can you also say maybe the other way that you actually have to be living there for 30 days or just that fact that you only...
In order to have the kvius. Also good. We'll get to that also. Let's say I buy a house and I move like a bunch of stuff in there, but I don't move in there for a while. So is my stuff being there enough? Do I actually need to live there? That relates to the issue of storage facilities. If you hold a storage room, it's chayv mezuzah. So shouldn't your house, when you just move some stuff in there, be chayv mezuzah? Because at the very least, it's a storage facility for your couch or whatever you put in there. So we'll discuss that. It's not so pashut that that's the case. Bli neder, we'll discuss it. I don't know how, you know. We can get to everything we want to discuss, but we'll see. Fascinating tshuva in the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer was asked, very much related to this issue, and this tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, he's like a surgeon. It's unbelievable. It's different than the Avnei Nezer's normal style. The Avnei Nezer's style is normally, you know, a harifa, some like twist that you never would have imagined in a million years, and it's like, whoa, blow away, you know. Over here, the Avnei Nezer says, okay, I have a shaila. There are three shitos in Rishonim that I'm aware of. I have a problem with shita number one. I have a problem with shita number three. And within shita number two, we have what to work with. And that, you know, like very mesudar, you know, not like, oh, you know, very, very clear, very, you know, clear analysis. Says the Avnei Nezer. What was he asked? So he was asked, what if a guy's in the hospital for more than 30 days? Person is whatever, in an accident or something, or just ill, and he needs to be in the hospital for more than 30 days. Does he put a mezuzah in his hospital room? Is he chayv to put a mezuzah in his hospital room? Do you say that he's a chiv of a socher? So, no, based on what we know, analyze it yourself. If you hold like the Shach, and the first day in Tosfos, and perhaps the Rambam and Rashi, that what? That it's chiv d'oraisa after 30 days. Why is it chiv d'oraisa? Because it becomes your dwelling place.
Would the reapply here?
What?
Meaning, would the reshita apply here? Because you're for sure not going to actually, you're not actually living here. It's clear that that's the hospital's room, and you're moving out as soon as possible.
Ah, so you're going on the other side first. Okay, so if you say that it's a din mechzi, right? Like the second day in Tosfos, that it's only Chiv Drabbanon because it looks like you're living there. Well, no matter how long you're in the hospital, it will never look like you're living there. Because it says, you know, hospital on the front. And there are like doctors and nurses walking in and out at all hours of the night. Even if you put them in the mezuzah, it won't look like you're living there. You can have all the balloons and flowers you want in your room, it will not look like you're living there. Right? A hospital just won't look like you could have the J-Lo suite in North Shore University Hospital. That's like the big thing, apparently. She had a baby there and they made a special suite for her. Whatever. Okay. Anyway, apparently it's very fancy. And it's still not your house. It still doesn't... maybe if they have your name on it. I don't know. Maybe that's different. Meaning if someone else was having a baby and then she was having a baby, they probably would have thrown them out. That suite. So, I don't know. Anyway. So says the Avnei Nezer, three basic shitos. He says... This is source number 31, the Avnei Nezer, the Sakat Shavar Gon. Three basic shitos. So shita number one, Rabbeinu Manoach, quoted by the Beis Yosef. I just pointed out to you, Beis Yosef, it's all the Beis Yosef really quotes on this issue, is Rabbeinu Manoach, that ad shloshim yom have a dira sarai, umashim yidvar za'achkach mukhiv min haTorah. The shach, the first day. And Tosfos, that's shita number one. After 30 days, a socher is chayiv midaraisa. Within 30 days, you're only pater because it's only a dira sarai. It's not yet a real dira. Shita number two, he on the third line of that paragraph in Avnei Nezer, ach besof divrayim d'minatara liyolam p'tura. After beischa l'derech b'yascha, miyamin asa trey beisecha k'sivi. Miyamin asa trey beisecha k'sivi. Even though Beisecha we darshan for something else, but it says Beisecha twice. Shita number two is the second Shita in Tosos. V'chein das ha-Rosh, v'chein das ha-Mordechai, v'chein das ha-Rashba. Fine. And says the Rashba, by the way, a bayis shel hefker is pater, zelo adif misocher de pater kol shloshim yom. A bayis shel hefker is no different than a socher, it's no better than a socher, where a socher is pater for 30 days. Right? And that's why the Gemara Paskins of Baishal Hefker is going to be pater from mezuzah. Shita number three, though. We didn't have a Shita number three. Says the Avnei Nezer, Shita number three lines before the end of the first paragraph. Pirish HaGimel, who Pirish Tosas Ridsham, de Bayis She'eno Shalo Pater. Any house that's not yours is pater. This is how the Shonan, this is how the Tosrud says it. Habayis shemafkiro lo karina be besecha. If you're mafkir your house, it's not besecha anymore. Therefore, it's pater. V'yafo pishachovas hadorhu kolz man shalo sach remimenu havalei kechone bebeis chavero she'enu chayiv b'mezuzah. Even though mezuzah is on the chiv, is a chiv on the person who's living there, so long as it's not being rented from you by anybody, when you're just staying there, it's like you're staying in a friend's house. It's not chayiv mezuzah. What does he tell you about a rental, though? That when someone does rent it, schirus kanya, he's kona right away through his schirus, and he'd be chayiv. Socher chashiv kishalo. It would absolutely be his on a daraisa level when you rent a house. Because schirus is kona. That's the third sheet. Now, what does he mean? Schirus is kona. Schirus is kona. Why would you be pater for the first 30 days? Schirus is kona. You should be chayiv right away. If the whole word of the socha be chayiv midaraisa is because schirus is kona, you're kona immediately. So skip down to Os Gimel. He writes, sheet as Tosos Rid Yishlomer Depirush Kol Abed Yom Pater Min Mezuzah Haynu Sheinu Socha Rak L'Shloshim Yom. When the Gemara says that you're pater from mezuzah for 30 days, it means if your rental agreement was for under 30 days, you're pater from mezuzah. But if you're going to be there for more than 30 days, you're chayiv right away as soon as you're socher, as soon as you rent it. Why? Schirus kanya. You're kona right away with your schirus. Now he says, shita number one, that it's a chiv min haTorah after 30 days, because that's when it becomes a dira. He says, I got three problems with that shita. First, he says, rov poskim kenegda. The majority of Rishonim seem to be against it. Problem number two, he says, it seems to be against the Gemara. And Shabbos about a bayis shel hefker. Let's leave out that problem right now. Problem number three says, why is it that within 30 days you're pater? Because then it's only a diras arai. Says the Avnei Nezer, lonis barili. I don't know what that means. It's a house. It's meant to be lived in. It should be chayiv mezuzah right away. The idea of diras keva, we've mentioned this idea in the past. When you're talking in hilchos mezuzah, you have to figure out which dinim are dependent on how you use the place, and which dinim are dependent on the actual structure of what the place is. Says the Avnei Nezer, the issue of a diras keva is not based on how you use the place. Oh, I'm there for less than 30 days, so it's not keva yet. No. Diras keva means, is this a home or is it a bungalow? If it's a house, built like a house, looks like a house, right? So then it's a home. And it's a home right away. It's a diras keva immediately. So he says, I don't like this first approach. I don't like the third approach. What about the middle approach, which is the second day of Tosos? They chayiv mitrabanan, socher is chayiv mitrabanan, because it looks like it is. So says the Avnei Nezer, well, there are two possibilities. What that means, it looks like it is. What are the two possibilities? How did you understand? It looks like it is. Why would the Rabban make a chiyuv that if you're in a place that's really pater from mezuzah, because you're only renting it, that you're chayiv after 30 days? This is mechzi kishalo. What does that mean? What is mechzi kishalo?
Looks like you own it.
To who?
To anyone else.
To anyone else. To an outsider. To your neighbors. Right? That's the way I understood it. That's one possibility. The other possibility is you begin to treat it like it's yours. It's my house. Would you like to come over to my house for dinner? It's mine. I live there like it's mine. It's no longer new and, you know, uncomfortable. It becomes very familiar. It becomes my home. So I feel like it's mine. So I'm not going to put a mezuzah. Then it's going to lead me to think that when I have a house, I don't have to put a mezuzah. So is it totally on what other people think or what you think? It says you have nezer either way. When you're staying in a hospital, you put the mezuzah. If it's that other people who think it's yours, well, no one in his right mind is going to look at a guy in a hospital for 30 days and say, oh, wow, he must have bought this place. And it's never going to look like yours. And he says, and if it, in terms of yourself, I don't know if he says this part, but I'll say this part. If in terms of yourself, you never feel like a hospital is your home. No matter how comfortable you get there, it never feels like your home either. So according to Shita number 2, it's Pashut, there's no Chiyuv Mezuzah in the hospital. According to, he says, the only Shita that would leave room to suggest that there's a Chiyuv Mezuzah in the hospital is the first Shita that holds that even when a house isn't yours, after 30 days it becomes Keva, and then you Chiyuv Mezuzah. But he says, I already told you 3 reasons why I don't like that shita, and therefore I'm going to paskin against that shita. So wait a second. So now we have another nafkamina. We asked, what does the Shulchan Aruch hold? Chayv midar reiser, chayv midar rabbanan. Who cares? Either way, we listen to the rabbi just like we listen to the Torah. So after 30 days, you got to put a mezuzah. What about a guy who's in a hospital for more than 30 days? If you hold it to chayv midar reiser, you hold it to all the din in his kviyos. Well, he's very kavua there. He should be chayv after 30 days. But if you hold tzachiv mitrabanan, it's all in mechzi, and what does it look like? Well, it will never look like it's his. He could be there for a year, 10 years, it will never look like it's his. Chman al tzan, there are people in a coma that are in hospitals for years. It never looks like it belongs to them. Right? So that's another nafkamina in this machlokas. This machlokas. Yeah.
What about
nursing homes? Also, it never looks like it's theirs. There's more of a kviyos, right? That luchara would be another nafkamina. Meaning you could argue very cogently that a hospital, even if you hold it to din kviyos, you're never really kavua in the hospital. Because even if you happen to be in the same room for more than 30 days, it's up to a hospital administrator to say, nah, you know what, I'll switch you. Let's say you live in a, what do they call them, retirement community. Right, so that's a, it's a rental. I don't know much about this stuff, but I would think they can't just take the old person and say, oh, we're switching you. What do you mean? I've been here for like 7 years since I'm 88, you know, now I'm 95, and like, I don't deal well with change. You can't just, you know, change things on me just like that. And it could be that that's part of the agreement, that they show them which room, I don't know. It may depend on, you know, it could be different. It could depend on that issue. A yeshiva dormitory. You live there for more than 30 days. No one's ever going to think it's yours, unless you're the kid whose parents dedicated the dorm, you know. But, no one's ever going to think it's yours, but yet you do have a do you have a sense of kvius? Maybe you do, but the yeshiva can say, you know what, we don't want you in that dorm. We want you in a different dorm. We don't like the way you're whatever. You're behaving with your neighbors or whatever. So that might be another nafkamina. Depends on the yeshiva, probably. Okay, you know what their policies are. Okay. So the other shita that we didn't mention is shita's Rashi. Rashi Menachos says, why is the pater from before 30 days? Because we're afraid Shemi Yachsa. We're afraid that Shemi Yachsa, but you're going to back out of the agreement and you're not going to stay there. That's why it's pater within 30 days. The way I understood Rashi, and I understand that people could argue, but the way I understood Rashi was, it's pashut that after 30 days you're going to be chayiv, because that's when you have your kviyas. The reason it's part of less than 30 days is not because you're not kavua. Meaning Rashi agrees with the Avnei Nezer's Ha'ara that, what do you mean? It's a bias that's kavua. What do you mean you're not kavua? No, the concern is that within 30 days, that you're not going to stay. That you're still iffy about whether you want to stay or not. So it hasn't really become your house yet. After 30 days, it's become yours because we see that you stayed. So according to Rashi, if you sign the lease agreement, right, then L'Ha'ara, you have no way of backing out legally, so you're stuck. So then you'd be chayv to put up a mezuzah right away. You could be koveya much earlier. Now, but what about putting up the mezuzah early? So Menachas Chinuch raises this interesting suffix. He says, let's say I'm only chayv after 30 days. So I put up a mezuzah within 30 days. And let's say on day 28, because I know I'm almost at my 30-day mark. After 30 days, am I yotzei the mitzvah? Is this a problem of tasav lo menasui? I put up a mezuzah on a house that didn't require a mezuzah. So we were discussing this, right? There are two ways to look at this 30-day grace period. Menachas Chinuch doesn't really discuss it. He just says, yesh lachor b'zeh ve'eini yochel harich v'advarim aruchim v'tzorach chunchus b'fnei atzmo u'basi rak la'askir. He said, if I want to write a book on it, I could. But, you know, I'm writing another book right now called Menachas Chinuch, so I don't have time for this. But he just raises the question. He does this all over the place, Menachas Chinuch. The purpose of the book was to get you thinking. It wasn't to, you know, come to a final decision on all matters. So he got me thinking. Within 30 days, if you put up the mezuzah, is that tasav lo mina asui? So what it's tali on, what is the chakira? The chakira is it that within 30 days, you're completely putter to the point that there's no kiyum mitzvah whatsoever? There simply is no mitzvah mezuzah. It would be like putting up a mezuzah on a doorpost that's not attached to a house, going to Home Depot, seeing a nice doorpost, and just putting up a mezuzah on it, and then later deciding to attach that doorpost to my house. So there's absolutely no kiyum before, so it's clearly tasav lo mina asui when I then attach it to my house. So after 3 days, it's ki'ilu, I took a house and attached it to the doorpost that already had a mezuzah? Or do you say no? 30 days is a grace period. Really, there's a mitzvah right away to put on mezuzah. It's just that Chazal went easy on you. And they said, okay, we'll give you 30 days. We'll give you a 30-day grace period. It may be Tully in those two days, though. In the Rishonim, the two major days in Tosfos, the Shach and the Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? Maybe Tully in those two days. Why? If you hold that the Chiv is really Chiv Daraisa, once it's Kavua, once you're Kavua there, and before 30 days, you're not kavua. So the Rabbana never made anything. Everything is on Daraisa level. There are no dinim Rabbana. So before 30 days, you're not kavua. Mimela no chiyuv sedin. There is no mitzvah mezuzah. You put it up then, it's Tasav Lo Menasi when you hit the 30-day mark, because now Chiyuv Daraisa just kicked in. You went from zero to Daraisa. But if you say that the whole Chiyuv in general is only Chiyuv Midrabanan, and why is it a Chiyuv Midrabanan? Because it's going to look like it's yours. So what are Chazal worried about? They're worried about that if you... It's not so much that they're being misakein to put it up after 30 days. They're worried if it's not up for too long that it's going to look bad. So whenever you put it up, as long as it's up after 30 days, as long as it stays up after 30 days, it no longer looks bad. You don't have that problem of it looking bad. So Chazal say, look, you have to make sure it never gets to a point where it looks bad, where it looks like this is your house, even though we know it's not, and we know you're really potter, because it's only a rental. But you have to avoid getting to the point where it looks like it's your house and there's no mezuzah. How do you avoid getting to that point? Putting up a mezuzah at any point before the 30-day mark. So it could be totally in that issue. So what do we say? What is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Who cares? Rabbanan Daraisa, you have to do it. Here's another nafkamina. If you put it up before 30 days, it's a Tasav Lo Menasi when it hits 30 days. Yeah?
For Rashi, even Daraisa would be that you could put it up.
For Rashi, and Rashi, even if you say that it's Daraisa, if the whole issue is Shemi Yachzor, but you signed a lease, or no, the whole issue is Shemi Yachzor, even if you didn't sign a lease.
The whole thing is that, at least it sounds like more like they're a bun, like it's supposed to be up already, just we're worried about
you. Right. So then for sure there's a kiyum to put it up right away. Right. L'chor, according to Rashi, even though the chiyuv is daraisa after 30 days, the rabbanon were misakeh not to put it up within 30 days because we're afraid Shemi Yachzor and it's going to be bad. Right? So if that's the case, it could be that there's a kiyum within 30 days. Absolutely. That absolutely could be the case. Now, you could make the very... Yeah?
Well, who says that Tasav Lo Menasi is even Talei on a Chiyuv? It might just be on, like, the Chepta being fit or prepared.
Good. Okay. Couple points. Number one is that. You could make the argument that this has nothing to do with Tasav Lo Menasi. Tasav Lo Menasi has nothing to do with... Let me ask you. When I put up my Sukkah, is there a Chiyuv Sukkah yet? There's no Chiyuv Sukkah. But structurally, it's a sukkah. When I put my schach on it, it had walls, so it's not a problem. Tasav Lo Menasi. So that argument could certainly be made. This is nothing to do. This is not going into Home Depot, putting a mezuzah on the doorpost there, and then bringing it and putting it into my house. Because structurally, it wasn't chayav mezuzah. So that's point number one you can make. Point number two you can make is, when are you supposed to put up the mezuzah? Let's say you can't put it up early. So when are you supposed to put it up? What day? What do we envision, according to the sheet, that you can't put it up early?
At day 30.
At day 30. Who's man of Tzisa Kuchavim on day 30? The Torah Malachi Asharis, every second into day 31 that you don't have it, you're being Mevatel Mitzvah Seidah Raisa. But if you put it up early, it's Tasav Lo Menasi. So you can't win. You're going to have to find Beit HaShemashos Keherifayin. You're going to have to find that Herifayin and, we'll sit there with the nail and it's impossible. There's a period called Beit HaShemashos, which is a Safek. We pass it, it's not Keherifayin, it's Shloshu Rivei Mil. Beit HaShemashos lasts a long time. When exactly are you supposed to put it up? So very difficult to understand even where this argument gets started. I mean, conceptually, it's a lot of fun. It's fodder for thought and attaching to the two shittos, but there can't be anyone that holds that it's a problem to put. It can't be. How could you say that it's a problem? So Nachas Svi does discuss it a little bit. He discusses it in the context of, and Ramosha also in the context of, should you make a bracha if you put it up early? Meaning, granted, it's not going to be Tasav Lo Menasi. So it's not going to be a problem to put it up early. But should you wait and only make the bracha once you know the mitzvah is there already? Or can you make the bracha when you're putting it up on day 28? Excuse me. So that is a major discussion over here. I'm going to want to move on to the next packet already tomorrow. But if you take a look, Rav Moshe has a discussion. Nachlas Tzvi at the end has a discussion. Very nice stuff. Fascinating stuff. But the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow we'll move on already.
Would you say the problem of Tasa Menasi that's less approachable to the day 30?